The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Amir al-Mu'mineen basically means somebody who is a perfect human being. If you are looking for kamal and perfection in a human being, that's where you look at Ali. Because when you look at the word Amir, especially when he is the Amir of the believers, it means all the good qualities of the believer should be in him at the highest level. When you talk about Iman, when you talk about Yaqeen, when you talk about the issue of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any positive quality which is to be found among the mu'mineen, you will see it at its perfect form in the personality of Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, when we talk about especially Iman, you know, this term has been used, Amirul Mu'mineen, the chief of those who have Iman. Iman resides in the heart. And I talked about this many times. Islam is something to do with the tongue, but Iman has to do with our heart. Islam is for this dunya. Iman is what takes your Islam to the akhirah. That's the main difference between Islam and Iman. And therefore, you will see that Ali is described mostly as Amir al-Mu'mineen, not with the affiliation of Muslimin. And when we talk about Iman and heart, you know, the state of the qalb and heart of a human being would be different. Quran talks about it. Our Imams have described this issue that, you know, there are different kinds of heart as far as spirituality and faith is concerned. You have a luminous heart which has tranquility and itmi'inan. You know, for example, there is an ayat which says, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'inna al-qulub. You know, with the remembrance of Allah, you know, the hearts are at peace and in the state of tranquility. Opposed to those hearts where Allah says, you know, they are not listening to my guidance, they don't want to avail my guidance, although it is available to them. So Allah seals their hearts. And this is where the sign would be that this is a heart which is sick with the illness or disease of hypocrisy. So then you have, you know, a heart which has yaqeen and certainty. Then you also have situation in between of a heart which is wavering. Wavering between Iman and Nifaq. When a person has a doubt, you know, you remember the ayah that I recited earlier, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. Mu'mineen are those who believe in Allah and Rasul, and then they do not entertain doubt. Whenever doubt comes in, rayb and shak, that heart becomes the wavering heart. It is not stable. It doesn't have this, stability and tranquility. It doesn't have that certainty. And that is a very dangerous situation. If a person finds himself in that wavering situation, when it comes to the aqidah and belief system, they really have to go and study and ask for the resolution of that doubt so that they can maintain their heart on the level of tranquility and certainty. Because a wavering heart becomes a very easy target for shaitan. He would come in and he would push such a person to the level of hypocrisy and nifaq. where a person would still be reciting the kalima, apparently doing things, but in the heart, he or she still, you know, maintains kind of a doubt. And this is where we have to realize that when we talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are talking about somebody who is the imam of the leader of those who are, whose hearts are at the level of stability, you know, conviction, yaqeen, and tranquility on the iman. Let me give you an example where we will talk about wavering hearts. A very prominent Sahabi in the battle of, in the event of Hudaybiyah, when the Prophet decided to sign the peace treaty with the Mushrikeen of Makkah. Historians, and we are not talking about Shias here, very clearly say that he actually uttered the words, Wallahi ma shakaktu munzu aslamtu illa yawma idhin. By Allah, I never doubted in Islam and the Prophet until today. And this is where we have to be very careful about it. When we talk about this level of iman, we are talking about Ali being the chief of those who are at the level of illuminous heart, which has yaqeen and itminan and certainty and tranquility. Salawat pranik parar. So Ali would be at the highest level of that iman. And so he is Amir al-Mu'mineen in that sense, at the highest level of iman and yaqeen. And that is why he became the measure of iman of other people. Now he becomes the mizan. You know, I mentioned earlier, Islam has to do with our tongue. Iman has to do with our heart. How do you know somebody has iman or not? Is there a machine we can put here like the doctors put on your chest to see your heart is beating or not? Well, there is. And Rasulullah has shown us. And this is where he says in Sahih Muslim, in Sahih Tirmidhi, Sunan Nisa'i, Sunan Ibn Majah, and many, many sources of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Well, the Prophet says to Ali, Ya Ali, لا يحبك إلا مؤمن ولا يبغضك إلا منافق. O Ali, nobody will love you but somebody who has iman. And nobody will hate you but somebody who has nifaq. Iman and nifaq, faith and hypocrisy are opposites of one another. And this is where we cannot see that. And actually during the days of the Prophet in Medina, the elders of Ansar, if they wanted to know about their own fellow community member, whether he is from the Munafiqeen or the Mu'mineen, you know, they used to say, people like Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari, Abu Sayyid Khudri, and many others, from Sunni sources, they actually say, مَا كُنَّ نَعْرِفُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِلَّا بِبُغْضِهِمْ عَلِيًّا. We were not able to identify the hypocrites among us, but by realizing that their hatred of Ali in their hearts. And so Ali becomes the mizan, the measure of a mu'min and a munafiq. And that is why we call him Amirul Mu'mineen. And Ali in Nahl Balagha says, confirming this, you know, being the measure of iman and nifaq, he says, وَلَوْ ضَرَبْتُ خَيْشُومُ الْمُؤْمِنِ بِسَيْفِ هَذِي هَذَا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُبْغِضَنِي مَا أَبْغَضَنِي. If I hit the nose of a mu'min with my sword, if I hit him so that he may hate me, he will not hate me even after that. And then he says, وَلَوْ سَبَبْتُ الدُّنْيَا بِجَمَّاتِهَا عَلَى الْمُنَافِقِ. And if I heap the entire gold and wealth of the dunya at the feet of a munafiq, ala an yuhibbuni, so that he may love me, he will not love me even after that. And so this is where we see that, you know, Ali is not only Amir al-Mu'mineen as the chief, rather he is the measure of Iman.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه